Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. How may I help you?
Oh, hey, Julian. This is Ted with Ted's Place.
Oh, hey, Ted. How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. Good. Just give me a call back.
Yeah, is now a good time for you?
Oh, yes. That's good. What do you guys go off of? You guys go off credit card sales? Or?
Well, what are you looking to do?
I just got to replace some stuff. I have a couple loans out that I just want to consolidate into one thing and just get rid of those other two loans. And
okay.
I got a couple fridges that are going out. I need to replace, and then just a little bit of a little bit of funding, back support. So,
okay.
But I was looking at about 70,000 is what I was looking at.
Okay, so around 70K total, including paying off
yeah.
your existing loans, and then some financing on top of that for the fridges and stuff.
Yeah, so 70 total. Yeah, I should take care of the two loans is what? Let's see, 28 and 17. So.
Okay. Are those working capital loans, or are they like line
yeah,
of credit?
Yeah, working capital.
Okay, gotcha. What company are those working capital loans through?
Let's see. Swift Capital.
Uh-huh.
And Can Capital.
Swift and Can. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I changed my credit card company, so the balance came due on the Can Capital one, so... They want the $17,000, pretty much right away. So I was just seeing
cool.
if I could just do this. So.
Sure. Yeah. Are you 100% owner of Ted's Place?
Yeah, I own the place.
Okay. Is it a proprietorship or what's the structure?
LLC.
LLC. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And then so you're looking to pay off some working capital loans, and then you're looking for some equipment financing as well. If we can qualify you for equipment financing and working capital, the equipment uh-huh. financing will typically be a lot cheaper rate. If that's something you want to do, we can get you working capital and you can use it for whatever you want, including the equipment.
Yeah.
But if you want to
okay.
apply for both, we can see if we can get you a cheaper interest rate on your, on the equipment financing. Do you already have a vendor that you get the fridges from?
No.
Okay, gotcha.
What would you say the best way to go? Just the working capital would be the best way to go?
No, I would say apply for both of them because the equipment financing will be cheaper since it's collateralized. If you want to. If you want to do working capital for everything, you can do, you're welcome to do that as well.
Yeah, let's just do that. So.
Okay, so.
I already actually bought the refrigerators myself, but I use my personal credit card, so I wanted to get
gotcha.
That money, to get those credit cards that are all... They're getting pretty high, and my credit score is going down, so I want to get those paid back down. So
okay, perfect. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So the 70K is that what you want, or is that like what you need, like bare minimum? Like, could you use more than that if we can get you more than that?
That's actually pretty much what I need. So
okay, cool. And when do you need it by? Like, what kind of timeline do you have? Is it pretty much as soon as possible, or?
It's no big rush, Within the next couple of weeks, probably be fine, So.
Okay, cool. How long have you been considering getting some reconsolidating that financing? Is it something that just came up recently, or?
Yeah, I just came up because I Can Capital, because I changed my credit card merchant services, so then Can Capital needed their money right away, so that's kind of just. Maybe decide to just pay them all off and try to consolidate into one if I can get a good interest rate and go a little bit longer on my terms, so it can stretch it out a little bit longer, so I don't have so much money coming out every month,
Yeah, exactly. Are you on like a daily payment plan with those, or weekly, or what is it like?
Weekly.
Weekly, okay.
Yeah.
For both of them?
Yeah, for both right now. Yeah, so
okay.
I had to switch the yeah. Yeah, the Can Capital was taking money out of my merchant services every or percent out of each settled batch.
Okay, so
but now, what's that?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, so now they switched to a weekly thing, so they're just taking out too much money every week, so it's just killing me trying to keep ahead, so.
Okay, gotcha. So originally it was like a thing where it took off a percentage of your credit card sales, right? And then they changed it to
yeah.
a weekly. Okay, gotcha. So they kind of
yeah.
moved it to a weekly working capital.
What's
the term on that one? Do you owe just a few more months or?
No, I owe about. I have 6 months on that. I have 6 months on that, and probably 5 months left on the other one too. So.
Okay, cool. Five and six months.
But I'll just. Wait, how many months do you guys go? Do you guys go a little further, longer terms, or
we typically go up to 24 months. There is like a 36 month, but it's really hard to get approved for. About 2% of our customers get approved for it. So I don't like to promise anything, but a lot of times we can get you approved for like 24 months. How would you rate your credit?
As I said, it's going down because all those credit cards. So it's about. It's still good. It's about a 670, 675. It was at 7.
Okay, cool.
Was at 740. So once I bought all that equipment, man, they started going down. So
I gotcha. So it's still good, but compared to what you're used to, it's not as good as it should be.
Yeah.
Okay, that's totally cool. Actually, working capital programs mostly work off the sales of your business rather than your credit score. So what did you guys do in gross revenue last year?
I did about 880,000, I think.
Okay. And was that growth over the year before that?
it's my first. That was my first year here. So.
Oh wow.
I had a different restaurant before, but then I sold and I bought this one. So.
Oh, very nice.
We're looking at close to $1 million this year. So.
Yeah, I was just looking at your website. Were you in a similar kind of restaurant industry before? Similar type.
Yeah, exactly. It was actually about $5 away from this one too. So.
Oh, nice.
So I got all my customers from my other restaurant, and then I got all the customers that were going here together. You know, so I'm doing pretty good. So.
That's awesome. What are you guys on track to doing this year in gross revenue?
Over $1 million. I'm already at $530,000 in 6 months. So.
Impressive. So, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You got to be over $1 million. Pretty good handle on the restaurant industry then.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
Since I was like 5 years old.
Yeah. Do you have a plan B? Like, what are you going to do if we don't get you approved for financing? Like, if we can't reconsolidate everything, do you have like a second option through your bank or something?
Swiss Capital, they'll increase my loan if I wanted to go that route, you know, but I was just seeing if I could, but they'll only do 9 months, you know, and it's just killing me taking out so much money every week, you know, so I'm just seeing if I can go a little longer terms, you know, and then I could be able to, you know, I won't be killing myself, you know, taking out $3,000 a week out of my sales, so.
Yeah, I know, it really limits your operating cash flow with that, those withdrawals coming out. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Exactly.
Based on the feedback you gave me, I'm pretty confident we can get you approved for some of our better programs. The amount that you're looking for is right in line with your the gross annual sales. Typically, we can free up around 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So the 70K is kind of right in line with that. What we need to get you approved is a one-page application.
Okay.
Six months of your previous business bank statements. And then, have you filed your 2015 tax return already?
I had to do an extension. She's working on it right now. It should be done within the week or within the next week. So she's been working on it now.
Yeah, that's not even a problem. As long as you have an extension, we can do it with your 2014 taxes.
That was the first year at this other restaurant. So my 2014 were from my other previous restaurant.
Okay, we could try to work with that. I can always submit it to my underwriters, and if they end up needing the 2015 tax return, then sounds like you're going to have it pretty soon. But I honestly don't think we will need it as long as you have an extension, and maybe you can just show us the 2014 year. Yeah. And then we need the front page of the loan contracts with your existing working capital loans. The page that has like the terms, and usually it's the front page. You can just send us everything if you want, but we typically would just need the front page. So I imagine most of your sales are processed on some sort of merchant credit card statement, right?
Yeah, I got copies. I got the last 6 months of those too.
Okay, go ahead and include the last 6 months of those too. I'm gonna email you right now though, with a list of the stuff we need. Just to reiterate really quickly, it's a one page credit app, 6 months banks, 6 months credit card statements, previous year's tax return, and then the two existing loan contracts that you have with Swift Capital and Can Capital.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm going to put that email together for you and send it to you within the next 5 minutes or so. And what's a good time I should check back? I can give you a call tomorrow just to follow up with you and give you some like initial feedback if you like, or whenever it's easiest for you.
This is actually, I probably won't have it done probably till next Monday. So I work like 18 hours a day. So
holy
just yeah. So Mondays are usually my slower day. So that's the only day I really have time to do all kinds of Sundays and Mondays. So I'll probably work on it this weekend and get it all put together and stuff. So
well, if I don't hear back from you by next Monday, I'll give you a call. I can work at whatever pace you like. I could get this done quickly if you want it quickly. If you're kind of busy guy, it sounds like, and I can kind of just get it going whatever pace works best for you. But when I send you the email, just do me a favor and just respond to it, just so I know that you got it. Sometimes it filters out through like your junk folder or something. And then give me a call if you have any questions in the meantime. And then if I don't hear back from you, like I said, I'll check in with you on Monday. Does that sound good, Ted?
Sounds great. Thanks, Joey.
All right, man. Any other questions or anything before we get off the phone?
No, what kind of interest rates do you have, or do you have to see all the sales and stuff before you can say anything?
We got to take a look at everything. But
is it an interest rate, or how do you guys?
It's a fixed cost loan. So I have a finance background. I can like convert it to interest rate for your own information if you like. I like to be as helpful as I can and transparent as I can with my customers. Like I'll even give you a copy of your credit report if you want. But yeah, it really depends. I hate to quote people over the phone before we like process anything because I'm never ready.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys go off weekly? Do you know, is there weekly terms or monthly terms, or do you guys go off merchant services, or?
We do daily, weekly, and monthly for the working capital. Okay. So depending on what you qualify for, sounds like we should be able to get you like a weekly. But and then the credit card, we do offer MCA programs where they do take a percentage of your sales. But if that's not something that you like, we don't have to offer that to you. But I'm gonna put together the best programs that we have available. And then kind of just give you some options. I'll give you like the longest term possible, and then with the largest amount possible, and we kind of just move backwards from there. So, and then oftentimes, a lot of times, once the loan is like halfway through, we can typically extend you more money and with cheaper terms. Once you like establish a relationship with us, we know you make your payments and all that stuff. We can get you better terms if that's something that you want like later down the line. So,
sounds good. All right. Thanks. Yeah, I'm going to email that to me, and then I'll try to give you a shot back in a little bit, and then let you know I got it.
Okay, brother. I appreciate your time, Ted. Okay. We'll talk very soon. I'll send you an email right now.
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.